Welcome to the Noted Podcast, episode number
18.
Are you serious? We're almost 18. At 20, bro. I think once we reach 20, we're done.
Well, I guess that'll be tonight because we got two more episodes to record.
So tonight we're going to talk about one of the greatest movies of all time, Suicide Squad. Huh. I'm kidding. but we are going to talk about it. We are your hosts. I'm Luke.
I'm DJ.
I'm McMurray.
Bad Dog.
And get out your notepads, kids, because we have some notes.
Where are the kids?
I don't know.
There was a shitty intro.
Sorry. So,
I think we're talking about...
We're going to talk about the...
highly anticipated.
Highly anticipated. It was highly anticipated.
Very highly anticipated.
Extension in the DCEU. That's what they call it. They don't call it the DCU. It's the DCEU.
The hell's Z stand for?
Extended.
Extended universe.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Eastern European.
That's what I was thinking.
I guess... I'm trying to think. Well, anyway...
I didn't know this was a British one.
We three, me, Mad Dog, and DJ, we saw it last weekend, which I really like when we do that, because it gives us an entire week to think about it, reflect on it, think exactly what we want to say. McMurray just saw it like a few hours ago.
Yeah.
So he's fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
Seeing this. So, so let's just give... Well...
Let's just want to go around and give our rating.
Yeah, let's give our rating. That's a good one. You go first.
Four.
Five.
You say five.
I'll do a six.
I'm not going to go up to seven.
I'll say two.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a two for me. Do we want to say our pros? We'll do pros. Let's talk about what we liked about the movie.
Okay.
Then before we get into...
yeah.
The cons.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'll just get right into it. Batman.
Yeah.
Pros for me, Will Smith.
Okay.
There were several characters that I was actually finding myself caring about, like Diablo and Killer Croc. But that also leads into some cons, which I'll get into later.
Okay. So characters.
Some characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, the biggest thing, because I mean, it's impossible not to talk about this movie and not bring up BVS, like, with every point I'm about to make. But the biggest thing that I hated about BVS, and for those of you that want to know our thoughts on BVS, go to find that episode and listen to it. I wish I knew the exact numbers, then I could say it.
It's entertaining.
It is. It's a good one. But we did review that movie, so you can check that out. I felt like the characters in that movie were uncharacteristic. You know, I've talked about that, how I felt like Superman wasn't Superman, and Batman wasn't really Batman. Lex Luthor certainly wasn't Lex Luthor. This movie, quite the opposite. I felt like they nailed the characters. I was very happy with Harley Quinn was Harley Quinn. Joker was Joker. You know, they were all who they, you know, I mean, Deadshot was Deadshot. I mean, even though, yeah, he's a little bit of Will Smith, but I mean, he was good Will Smith. You know, he wasn't like After Earth Will Smith. He was good Will Smith. So, the characters I'm with you. I really liked.
Mad Dog?
I thought it was fun.
There was some good action scenes.
The one particular action scene, I remember leaning over to DJ, and I even said, I go, that was cool, was the Deadshot, Will Smith on top of the car,
mowing
all those people down. Oh, I was like, that was a cool scene.
For me, too, the assassination he did when you're learning about his character.
When he was getting a chunk of change.
Yeah, when he was getting his payment, and that guy finally painted
him. Oh, bounced off the thing. That was very cool. Yeah, just about every... Deadshot scene was great.
I loved Deadshot in that movie.
And, like, I liked when Joker showed up and he was, you know, he had the big machine gun. That was very Joker-esque. That was kind of cool.
I liked, it made me want to watch a Batman movie, though, by itself.
Yes. I think that's, yes.
I wanted it to be a Batman movie at the beginning.
I feel like they're just teasing the crap out of us with this. It's like, just give us our Batman movie. Like, just I just want to see the solo Batman movie, which I'm nervous now. I wonder if we'll even get that far.
I thought we would.
Well, I know that, you know, the script has been written and everything, but, I mean, they're not in production. I mean, they can shut this thing down. Did you hear about, this could be a rumor, but I saw this on the internet the other day, that apparently Wonder Woman movie's in trouble. Like, they're having trouble out of it, too. It's just like the same old. I really feel like if they lose a ton of money on this one, which I think they will, I think if Wonder Woman flops and if Justice League flops, this DC universe as we know it now, they'll can it. And I don't know if we'll ever get that
Ben Affleck movie. Well, I don't think this one's flopping.
I think it will flop.
Money-wise, it's not flopping.
I think this opening weekend we just had... Well, you're going off the opening weekend. Have we even reached... Do we even know the numbers for this? I mean, we're in it right now, so we don't even... Plus, yeah, of course they were.
Opening in China, are they?
Don't you remember BVS opening weekend was insane? And then the second weekend, it was like... It wasn't...
That'd be good the first week.
The word got out, and that's what's going to happen with this movie. Well, and me and McMurray was talking about this. They're not going to release it in China, yeah, which is stupid.
We were talking about Ghostbusters because Luke sent me a link to say that they're like going to lose $70 million on it.
Yeah, they're losing $75 million.
Which I also looked into that, and that's not counting merchandise and all that stuff, which that'd be a lot of money. But
well, you don't count merchandise and stuff and the other numbers that people look at, too. And that's how they're making money.
This is from Sony.
I think Ghostbusters is fine, even if they don't go to China, because I still think, like with Blu-ray and DVD sales and things like that, I think they're still...
$75 million.
I know, I get that, but I still
think... Actually, they're more than that right now. They have to hit $300 million to break even. They was at $175 million last week.
I still think that movie appealed to enough people, and it will continue to appeal to enough people, like on DVD sales and Netflix and things like that, that they could make a sequel if they wanted to, and they could do it better than the first movie and appeal to a broader audience.
They want to make that money up front, though. They don't want to go...
I know.
Okay, hopefully when these DVDs come out in 6 months, we'll be able to break even. They don't want to make a sequel based on that. They want to make their money on the movie when it comes out, not on...
I don't know. I mean, a part of me wants to agree with you, but in a day and age where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got a sequel...
Well, that made money.
What were you going to say?
Anyway, the whole point was because Ghostbusters had ghosts and things of the occult, China did not allow it to be released. And China is the number two market in the world for movies. So that's a ton of money that it gets.
Well, they were still expecting if it was going to go to China, it'd be like $20 million.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to understand this. They didn't accept it because there's ghosts in the movie?
There's like ghosts and symbols of the occult. And that's like apparently a big no-no.
I thought
in China.
Don't China release like the scariest movies ever with ghosts and The Grudge and all that?
In Japan?
Man, I'm racist. You're right.
But it's a country of almost 2 billion people.
Completely confusing. I'm sorry.
So, if Suicide Squad's not being released,
please edit that out. I don't want to offend my Chinese brethren.
You can't throw China's population out there and say that that's what's going to make or break that movie.
I'm not saying that.
Because 2 billion people and probably 1% of those actually see movies.
If that's the number two market in the world for ticket sales and money made for movies, that's a huge...
Oh, yeah. Trend. Oh, yeah. But why do you think they're doing that with Suicide Squad?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I didn't know that's what it was about.
Could it be because of Enchantress? And
could be.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping what it was this was China's way of telling Americans to stop making shit movies. And I was really hoping that's what it was. It was just their way of being like, if you quit making this crap, we'll show it in our country.
It's a good possibility.
I really hope that's the case. But
there's like the president of China, whatever they are.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
No! I'm sorry.
Two for two.
I'm going to see how many I can get tonight.
I just want him. I hope he gets all these movies early. And he's got his own theater. And he just watched them all. And he just calls these things like, what the fuck are you doing?
I hope he listens to this podcast.
Okay, does. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, we're pretty big.
Pro of the soundtrack.
Yes.
The soundtrack was great.
The soundtrack is the only thing in this movie that I want to give any more money to.
The movie?
I'll never buy this DVD or Blu-ray, but I would buy the soundtrack, absolutely.
I remember sitting in the theater thinking, they blew half their budget on Will Smith and the soundtrack.
And that's the two best parts of the movie.
It was legitimately a 2-hour long music video.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt that way. Like, the first 30 minutes felt like a music. Like, I remember, again, leaning over to DJ, because, like, you know, if you notice at the beginning of the movie when they're doing all those introductions to each character, every time they did it, it was a different song playing. They literally played seven different songs in, like, 2 minutes.
And they all the songs fit the characters.
Yeah, the intro was good. I wanted to touch again on the Batman thing and why I liked it. The reason why I like Batman, the one Batman scene I'm speaking about in particular is the one where is the Deadshot flashback and he like flies down the alleyway behind him. That was so Batman. That felt like Batman the Animated Series. Like when he just, and I love his line where he's just like, I don't want to do this in front of your daughter. I just went all Christian Bale. I know he did. Thank God he didn't sound like that. You're going to do it? You're going to shoot me? But that was very cool. That was a very cool moment. I liked all that. I also really enjoyed when he punched Harley in the water.
That's what she tried to
say. That was just cool. Yeah, like she just comes out and he's just like, boom! And just, you know, she just like goes to sleep. And then that was a cool character moment, him taking her up and trying to resuscitate her. She starts kissing him. Like, that was just, again, that felt like something out of the show.
Harley.
Going back, I think even if these other movies don't do well, I think you'll still get a Batman movie. Because the Batman solo movies always do well.
Yeah, and they always kill it.
And I think another thing, too, it's not just like, oh, it's another Batman movie. It's Ben Affleck, writer, you know, Oscar writer, director, Ben Affleck.
I just look at this.
Josh
Allmar.
That's really weird. We need to explain to people what we're looking at. So, DJ, what website are you on?
I'm on Rotten Tomatoes.
He's looking at Suicide Squad Rotten Tomato reviews. He just scrolled down, and the first review he saw was my brother, who's been on this podcast. He gave it 2.5 stars. He said, the film is okay. It is nowhere near as bad as Batman. That's funny. That is funny. Well, anyway, let me see what's something else I like. Anything else you guys like?
Characters, soundtrack, a little bit of the action.
Oh, Mad Love Story. Have you seen the episode of Mad Love yet? Paul Dini, written in the animated series. I know a while back you was watching the animated series show. If you need to find that, it's on Amazon Prime, right? Right.
Yeah.
And because I'm gonna start, I got Amazon Prime. I'm gonna start watching now, but. There's an episode called Mad Love, and it's the origin story of Harley, how Harley became Harley. And they did it in the movie. I mean, it's just her being, she's Harley Quinzel. And it's just, she's his psychiatrist, just like we saw in the movie, and she falls in love with him. And I love that scene too. He's like, can you get me something? And she's like, anything. And he's like, I need a machine gun. You know, and she just, sure, okay. Yeah, okay, you know.
I did think she was really good.
She was great. She was great.
Yeah.
Every way.
Unfortunately, though, this is a great segue to get into cons for me. So if we've said all the things that we like, I think we've that's a problem. I can cover it pretty quickly, the things I like, but I could talk for hours about things I did not like.
I thought Diablo was really good. I thought Enchantress was really good.
Oh, I did not think Enchantress was good.
Before she turned, like when it was just her at the beginning.
Okay.
I was like,
towards the end there, I was wanting to kill myself.
When it turned into Transformers.
Yeah. I wanted to kill myself.
The movie turned into Transformers at the end.
Like, when they first introduced her and she's there with the main Marine guy, whatever.
Rick Flag. Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, this is a cool character. I want to know more about it. And then it just kind of went off the rails.
What did you guys think about Rick Flag? Did he bother you at all?
I didn't like the actor.
Well, a lot
to be honest.
Okay, a lot of people online are saying the same thing. I didn't mind him.
I really felt like there's a lot of other people that could have filled that role lot better.
You know what? That's funny you say that. You know what's interesting? Originally cast for that role, Tom Hardy.
That would have been awesome.
That's what everybody said. They're like, gosh, that would have been better. Holy crap, would that have been better?
Wouldn't have been a movie changer, but...
Well, no, because he would have mumbled the whole time.
Two characters that mumbled.
The whole movie, I'd have been like, what's he saying?
I was going to kill a croc.
Yeah, him and Killer Croc start a conversation.
Or,
we'd be like, what?
Or he would do his Bane voice, where he's like, oh! Don't vex me! Okay, so so do we want to get into cons? Because I'm ready. I mean, I'm like a train coming down. Okay.
Well, before we do that, let's talk about Rotten Tomatoes real quick.
Okay.
The critic review, 27%. If you look at just the top critics, 19%.
Horse crap.
But the audience score, 70%. And they give it 3.5 or 3.7 out of 5 star rating. That's at almost 100,000 people. So
that is fascinating. I mean, I do think that is interesting, that 70%. But then again, it's 70% of audience members like my brother that take the time to write a review and it get on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't write no review.
Like I said, it's 100,000 people.
But that's a lot of people that like the movie that wrote a review that came up to that number.
Did you see something about DC fans were trying to get DC movies taken off of Rotten Tomatoes?
Which is so stupid. Because it's so stupid because Rotten Tomatoes just pulls from other... So to shut down Rotten Tomatoes, what would you accomplish?
People would have to search a few other websites to find out that your movie's shit.
Right, it doesn't matter.
Instead of one convenient one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, now you can talk about your talk.
Okay, we talked about Harley Quinn. Now, I realize what I'm about to say, it's going to lose everyone in the room.
I know what you're going to
say. But I don't care because... I like to think that someone out there through this mic is listening, and maybe they'll agree with me.
I like her butt.
Maybe it's the dad. maybe it's the dad in me. I don't know. But I loved Harley Quinn, the essence of her, the character of her. She got it. She nailed it. She even had the voice. Like, she was, you know, hey, Mr. J. Like, she had all of that. She sounded like her. I hated it. It made no sense. Like, okay, at the beginning of the movie... They give him their stuff, and she opens it up. She pulls out the classic Harley Quinn costume. She holds it up to her body, and you're like, oh, there it is. And then the very next shot, she's in her underwear, which she proceeds to wear the whole movie. Now, I get it. I'm a man, so that's great. I'm all for that. However, I hated that she was dressed like a whore. I hate it. And I don't mean to offend people with that word. I'm going to quote Dave Chappelle with his joke on that word where he says, you know, just because a woman dresses a certain way, it doesn't mean she is a certain way, but you are wearing a whore's uniform. Okay? That would be like me, Luke Longmire, walking down the street wearing a police officer uniform and someone being like, oh, thank God, officer. Someone stole my purse, please. And I'm like, hey, just because I dress this way does not make me a police officer.
I was thinking the same thing while I was watching. I was like, I'd heard reviews that talk about the over sexualization of it. I was like, okay. So then I started watching it. I was like, it doesn't need to be in this movie. I feel like they really needed, like, where she broke the glass and then bent over just so you could see her butt. I was like, if I want to see that, I'll watch Wolf of Wall Street. I don't need.
Yeah.
I want to watch people blow crap up in this.
Which is a. It's a good movie to watch her in.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I get it. But I feel like, well, kind of what he's saying. I mean, I just feel like, was it needed in this movie? In this movie? And that's the problem that I have. This is just a problem that I have with this universe in general. Okay, perfect example. I was watching Batman v Superman at my house the other night. Amelia comes down, and she was watching the scene with me where they fought. I've not exposed Amelia to a lot of Batman and Superman stuff. I'm saving it. I want to wait till she's older. And when she watched that scene with me, the whole time she was going, why is Batman so mean? Why is Superman a bad guy? Like, she kept, and you know, that's like the perspective of a 4-year-old. Like, in that movie, they come across as dickheads.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm just thinking, you know, a child watches this movie, and it's just like, Harley Quinn is just, like, what kind of role model is she? She's horrible, you know? I mean, like, and I feel like the people that did this movie, they completely missed the point of that character. Like, Harley Quinn is a very tragic story. Like, she should be relatable. Because she is someone that we all know. We either know a girl like that, or a girl has been there where they've all been in an abusive relationship. You know, that's what Harley Quinn is. She's a victim of a horribly abusive relationship. And I just sort of feel like they sexualized it, and they made it cool. And they made it like, you know, me and DJ were standing in line for the movie, and this little girl, remember that? She was like 7 years old. She was walking out.
Probably less than that.
Dressed up as Harley, as not Harley Quinn, the Harley Quinn in this movie. That's what she was dressed as. And I just looked at Autumn and DJ and I went, wow. Like, I just can't even, that's the kind of role model you want for your daughter, you know? I mean, it bothers me. But at the same time, am I okay with DC doing a universe for adults? I'm okay with that. But that's the whole problem I had with this movie. It was almost like they made a movie for adults and then they backtracked after they saw the reviews for BBS. And they were like, oh man, we need to make this movie fun. So then they had the people that edited the trailers who did a great job. Those trailers are great. But they had them edit the movie, which I'm not making it up. They really did that. Like, they edited the film to make it pop and make it fun. And it's like you didn't know who this movie was for. Was it for adults, or was it for kids, or was it for... Because I felt like this movie could have easily been your next Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go hard, go all the way. Go R. Go hard. Like, have...
stuffed unicorn.
Have them... Like, if you're going to have Harley Quinn just dressed up like that, and you're going to have Joker, like, be the way he was in this movie, like a pimp or whatever the crap he was... Go hard, man. Like, have them, you know, dedicate your, you know, go Deadpool on this. I think that would have been a better film. Or, you know, don't ride that line like they did. It just, I don't know.
For me, Harley Quinn.
I know.
It doesn't matter what she wore for me. I would have been completely fine with either. It wasn't. It doesn't upset me the what she wore. It wouldn't upset me if she didn't wear that and she wore the normal. For me, I just don't care.
Yeah, and I get that. And this is the thing that I'm trying to accept. People keep pointing this out to me. Like, you know, I've said this to McMurray many times, and we brought up Ghostbusters a second ago, so I'll bring it up again. You know, I've been complaining about the newest one, but McMurray's pointing this out that, like, well, you're always going to have the old ones. You know, you're always going to have those. So what does it matter? And I guess that's something I just need to accept, that, like, it bothers me that I feel like I'll never be able to show this movie to Amelia. But I'll always have the cartoon. I'll always have that Harley Quinn. That's the Harley Quinn I know and like, and I feel like is a good example for little girls and stuff. She's not a good example, but she is I feel like a tragic story that girls should, you know, be aware of.
Plus, that animated series is legit.
It's legit.
You should be watching it anyway.
It's so good. That's why I say I'm saving it. I don't want to show it to her when she's four. I want to wait till she's like a good age, and I'm going to be like, now I'm going to show you the greatest cartoon ever made. You
on
know,
her wedding night.
Yeah, on her wedding ride. That's going to be her gift for me. All right, now we need to talk about... So I'll get off on the Harley Quinn thing. Now we need to talk about something, though, that everybody's talking about. That everybody's talking about.
Sorry.
Joker. Because Joker is a very... I mean, you know, Jared Leto's coming off probably one of the most iconic performances ever. I mean, and I'm not dismissing Jack Nicholson. He did a great job, too. But, you know, everybody's like, how do you top Heath Ledger?
You can't.
So what did you think of Joker?
I thought it was a half-assed attempt to put the Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson Jokers together.
Okay, Matt Dog?
I thought it was all right. He was a creepy Joker.
What'd you think?
If you're looking just without thinking of Heath Ledger or Jack, any of those,
yeah,
you think he's a good Joker for the cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't in love with him.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Like, for me, he's a 50-50. Like, I don't love him, but I don't hate him. You know, I think, like, you know, I was saying this on the way home, you know, from the movie. I said, you know, I felt like the biggest problem with that, with his Joker, is that I can't think of one memorable line. Like, you know, I was thinking about almost every...
Burns burnt.
Yeah, I know.
It's all I can think about. Almost, that just makes me hate it.
Yeah, almost every scene, almost every scene with Jared Leto is, or excuse me, with Heath Ledger, it's quotable. Like, oh, and, yeah. And it's one of those things, like, I could say it now and you immediately know what I'm talking about. It's like, and I thought my jokes were bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why so serious? And, you know...
You're not going to see any
me.
Quotes from...
No.
From Jared Leto on posters like, why so
no,
serious?
No.
That was quoted so many times.
Or like the scene...
It still is.
It still is.
Why so serious?
Why so serious? And even like, you know, where he's like, come on, hit me. I want you to do it. Hit me. You know, like everything he says in that movie, it's so iconic.
See a magic trick?
And I felt like this one, and this is just the issue I have with the entire movie. This sums it up in a nutshell. The writing sucked. It
awful.
Was so terrible. And
it was very awful.
I felt like something that people keep pointing out there, like I've been watching reviews, and some people say this. They say Joker shouldn't have been in the movie at all. I don't agree with that. For one, he's an integral part of Harley Quinn. You kind of have to have him in there. And then two, some people have been complaining, well, he wasn't in there enough. I felt like he was in there plenty, but the scenes he was in, they just weren't powerful.
And
like,
they cut out a lot
and they,
of stuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and who knows, right? Maybe those scenes they cut out were great.
Yeah.
And they cut out the best. There's one scene in the trailer that's not in the movie.
There's several. Well, did you hear that there's a lawsuit on that?
No, I didn't.
There's some guys, they're on... See exactly where they're from Scotland or something, and they drove like 4 hours to watch this movie. And this guy's a lawyer, of course. So when he gets there and he realizes the movie sucks, there was like four scenes in it that was in the trailers that was not in the movie. So he is suing DC and that movie theater because the movie theater wouldn't give him his money back for false advertisement. And he's suing him for his movie, the gas, time wasted. And I mean, he's not trying to get rich off of it. I think it's more of a statement.
And
thing.
To bring awareness to, hey, studios, quit doing
yeah,
this bull
exactly.
crap. That would be interesting if he actually won, because that would actually make them quit doing.
Yeah.
Like, there, one reviewer that I watch, he made a really good point that if you, and those trailers are great. They're edited very well. But when you watch those trailers, they make it look like that Joker is the main villain. They're, the way they edit one trailer, they even go as far as Harley Quinn goes, uh-oh. And then you hear Will Smith go, he pulls his gun, he goes, not good. And you hear the Joker laugh, like over him going, not good. And then like Joker walks into the room. And the way they edit it, it looks like it's all happening in the same scene. But he's not the villain.
I never thought when Joker's standing over somebody in the trailers and he's saying, I'm not gonna kill you, I'm just gonna hurt you. I never thought that was gonna be Harley.
Yeah.
I thought that he was gonna be torturing someone like Batman or, you know, something.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they did make it seem like he was the villain. So I mean it was the advertising was false. It was just simply like I'm not one of those people that I don't get hung up on that though, because for me it's like I want a movie to surprise me. So it doesn't bother me. Like if the trailer makes it seem one way and the movie's another way, that doesn't bother me personally. I could see where someone would get pissed off.
It
about
doesn't
that.
Bother me that when they the way they set it up like you're talking about,
yeah.
But it does bother me a little bit when there's a lot of scenes that's in a trailer that's not in the movie.
There's one scene in the trailer that looks very cool and I'm just wondering what's going on there. And it's, and you can, when you, after you watch the movie, you can clearly see at what point of the movie that happens. Remember where he's on the helicopter and he's got the purple suit, which was cool to see Joker in the purple suit. That was cool. But then his thing crashed. Well, in the trailer, you see him in the purple suit and his face is burned. Like it looks like he looks like Two-Face or something. And he's got a grenade and he pops the pin out and he goes, goodbye. And he like throws the grenade and that never happened in the movie. And I would love to know, like, who's he fighting there? What's going on in that moment? But hopefully they'll do a, like they did, I'm sure they will, like they did with Batman v Superman, like an ultimate edition.
I thought the whole villain was awful. Amanda Waller says she can control these group of bad guys. One of the bad guys immediately turns rogue. And
well, this is the problem. Okay, so now we're going to get into the...
If we're going to get into her, I got a lot to say.
I have a lot to say about that too. But it all, again, it goes back to writing. It's like, whoever wrote this movie is an idiot. Because they don't seem to understand growth. No one in this movie grows. There's no stakes. No one learns anything.
Diablo grows.
Oh my gosh. the only character that is different is from the beginning of the film to the end is Harley. And that's only because Joker breaks her out of jail. Literally every character at the beginning of the movie, we open up with them in prison. We even see Captain Boomerang screaming in his cell. Then they go on this stupid mission where, like he pointed out, Amanda Waller's like, I can control the witch. I have its heart. Well, then, you know, she gets a phone call from Rick Flagg and he goes, the witch has gone rogue. I can't control her. Shit's gone bad. So then she takes a pen. She starts stabbing the heart, which ultimately ends up doing absolutely nothing. The witch ends up resurrecting her brother that looked like a 20-foot-tall Electro, then from Spider-Man 2. And then, like, you know, the characters then, you know, they save the day.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. They save that this...
because we haven't had any yet.
But anyway, they save the day, and then at the end of the movie, Amanda Waller's, you know, talking to him, and she's like, you all go back to prison. And Captain Boomerang's like, do I get anything? She's like, no. You go back. Not only do they go back to prison, they go back to solitary confinement.
They get 10 years off their sale.
So they go back to prison. The movie literally ends the same way it opened. It ends with Captain Boomerang screaming in his cell, just like we met him at the beginning. They all go back to prison. And it's just like, the movie even ends at the mid-credit scene with Ben Affleck talking to Amanda Waller, who, by the way, I don't know if you understood that scene, Amanda Waller clearly knows who Batman is. She knows that he's Batman.
I didn't watch the end credit scene.
Because she's like, oh, you've been working too many late nights? She knows who he is.
Yeah.
And then he turns to her and he goes, shut it down or me and my friends will do it for you.
Not or. But yeah.
It's just like everything that happened in this movie was meaningless. There was no one learned anything. Like, there was no, like, growth at all in these characters. They literally wind up right where they started from.
Plus, Amanda Waller was giving him information about a superpowered person that she wasn't wanting to control.
It made no sense.
Well, see, Luke was... Me and Luke was very, like, whispering each other during the movie, like, what's going on? There was, at one point, the city is being destroyed by
a Chantress. Beam in the sky.
And Luke just looks at me and goes, where's Batman? And I'm like, well, you know, maybe he's trying to find Aquaman. And it looks like, oh, yeah.
But then
we get to the end of the movie.
Yeah, he finds out.
And that's where he finds out that even Aquaman exists. So that couldn't have been what he was
no,
doing.
No, and that's another thing that the movie failed to explain is why is it that these people are the ones who are tasked to take down this being, who, by the way, is God. Like, it would be like the Avengers trying to take down the Vision. Thank goodness the Vision is, like, a good guy. You know what I mean? But Enchantress, her powers are insane. Like, they even demonstrate at the beginning of the movie when they first show her. They're like, hey, go get that book that's across the world. And she warps and she comes back and she has it. And they're like, holy freaking crap. I mean, you know, her powers are insane. So it's like, why is a girl who has a bat and she's really good at acrobatics, a guy who throws a boomerang, and a guy who's good at climbing things, Slipknot, who instantly died. Why are these people tasked to take down this thing in a world where Flash exists, Wonder Woman exists, Batman exists? And Amanda Waller knows them. Why didn't she call them and go, hey, Batman, or Flash, or whatever. Why were these people, like, it's never explained. It's just that, like, I mean, I guess the only thing you can take from it is they're expendable. That's it. They just, because, you know, she says that, like, well, if it fails, we can blame it on them.
She also says that they're for fighting the next Superman. How could they even
How
do
could they fight the next Superman? How would they? They wouldn't survive a second.
No.
Superman destroyed Metropolis in like two minutes in Man of Steel.
And he wasn't even trying to destroy it.
No, he
that
was
the aftermath.
He was just fighting somebody.
Amanda Waller's character pissed me off so many times during that movie. I talked to you after this, and you didn't pick up on it during the movie, but you know, multiple times in the movie, they say that the beings that they're trying to kill can't be killed with bullets. Yeah. She's like, don't attack the hostiles. We know our bullets do nothing to them. And at another point in the movie, she's like, you can put a bullet straight to one of these things' head, and they just keep on going. But yet, Deadshot and the rest of the Marines that were on that scene could kill everything with one bullet.
No problem.
Harley was killing with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like, left and right. Boomerangs were being hit and killing people. What? That's just shitty writing. You're not paying any attention
no,
to your own
movie. No, that's the problem. It's horribly written.
Like, you wrote these lines, and then a little bit later, you wrote just shit.
At no point.
Stealing. By the way, if anybody has any trouble hearing McMurray during this, it's because he's dying.
He's sick. He's not well.
Can I have one, really?
Please donate to the Save McMurray Fund.
And everyone's stealing his candy.
I'm just throwing a scratch off.
Did you win?
What'd you win?
Bummer, not this time.
You suck.
Another thing, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Amanda Waller, I liked Amanda Waller. She was good to the, like, she's like how she is in the comics and the shows and stuff. She was fine.
You hate her?
The only thing that I thought was, the only scene that I hated with her, that I thought was, well, there's two scenes I hated with her. One scene that I thought was kind of stupid was the scene where she shoots those people.
Yeah, she shoots everybody. And that's what I was going to say.
And they're like, why did you do that? And she goes, they didn't have clearance. So why were they working for you?
Yeah, it's like they weren't needed or whatever.
Well, what? But again, it goes back to stupid writing, because I get why that scene is there. They're doing the Ocean's 11 thing, where it's like you're rooting for these people, because even though the cast in Ocean's 11, they're bad guys, they're thieves, but they're robbing from someone who's an even worse bad guy. So that's why you root for them. And that's the scene, that was the whole purpose of that scene, because it was a very forced dialogue. Right after she shoots him, Will Smith goes, and we're the bad guys. Like us, audience. You know, like us. Like, you know, we're the good guys.
So many times when I was watching, I was like, that's such a bad one-liner. Why?
Horrible.
Why?
You're telling us to like you. Like you're saying, you know, like us.
Yeah.
We already do.
Yeah. I came to see a movie about
you. I love Deadshot from the first time I seen him.
Right, yeah.
Don't, Luke, you're going to have to stop eating like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn. All
right. Sorry.
I don't understand a lot of the writing. It pissed me off. And I would love to have seen that movie without all the rewrites that it got.
I would too. To
see if they screwed it up or... Because imagine they actually made it better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. If they actually made that movie better, then what was going to come out would have been an absolute shit show.
The only thing, though, that I can't seem to wrap my mind around, you know, and this is the same problem I have with BBS. Like, everyone's like, oh, if you see the Ultimate Cut that has a you know, extra 30 minutes to it, it makes the movie so much better. And I'm like, yeah, but Lex Luthor's still in it. And his stupid plot and grandma's pee and all that gay stuff's in it.
Martha?
Yeah, I mean, the stupid stuff is still there. That movie needs that movie needs a serious cut down where it's only like an hour long, you know. And that's the issue I have with this movie, because that's what everybody's going to say. You mark my words, the Blu-ray's going to come out. It's going to have like an hour of extra footage. They're going to be like, it's still great.
It's like DLC for movies.
It really is.
I was thinking about that earlier. What if that's just their ploy? To put out a shitty movie so they can ramp up their DVD sales.
I don't know.
That's a stupid ploy.
That's a really stupid ploy.
Well, they know they're going to make money.
However, it does work. It does work. But my point with this film is they may come out with a different cut and it may be a better film, but you still have the stupid Enchantress stuff.
Gosh.
And that's where I'm going with this. If they came out and said, no, the original cut of this film, Enchantress was not the villain. That wasn't the plot of the movie. Joker was the villain. Like, I would be like, hold up now. Now, you've got a good movie here. And somebody at the studio intervened and met. But I don't think that's the case. I think she was always the villain. And those ending scenes, like where she's talking and she's doing her hula dancing and she's like, you know, that was horrible. Horrible. Like, it was like painful to watch. I was like, are you serious? And then just like, you know.
Harley Quinn being the one that slices her with the sword and all that stuff. I was like, come on, really? This is how you're going to...
Oh, stupid.
This is how you're going to end it?
And the thing that I thought was so dumb about the whole resolution to the problem was Killer Croc throws a bomb into the beam of light shooting into the sky, and then Deadshot just shoots it and it explodes, which reminded me of the exact same they resolved Sharknado. They just put bombs in the tornadoes, and they just explode, and then everything's fine after that, I guess.
Now I don't need to watch Sharknado.
I mean, it's literally the same resolution.
Never seen Sharknado. Got to now, because it sounds like a better movie than
this. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's a great movie. They're great. Sharknado's...
They're meant to be bad, though.
But, did you see the title for the fourth one?
No.
The Fourth Awakens. Dude, Sharknado is awesome. You gotta watch those. But anyway, I just feel like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, there's just... And okay, you said you like Killer Croc. I have a lot to say about Killer Croc.
I wanted to know more about him.
Yes.
But...
I agree.
And maybe it's just from watching the cartoon and playing the games.
Yeah.
I expected him to be huge... And then he takes off that big coat, and he looks like Lockhart.
His skin was weird. Right, yeah.
More attractive than Lockhart.
His skin was weird and stuff, like Lockhart.
He's super scrawny. I was like,
just like Lockhart.
Just like him. No, I mean...
I think Lockhart was the body double in that movie.
Okay, I have so many mixed emotions about him, because I'm like you know, I love him in the show and the comics and all that stuff. And when I first saw, when I heard they first announced Killer Croc was going to be in the Suicide Squad in this movie, I was like, oh man, how are they going to handle that? Is he going to be like a big CGI Hulk monster? Like, how are they? And then when they showed him, I was like, that's really cool. Like, I would have never thought they would have went that route. Like, the prosthetic on an actual person.
I like that better.
It looked awesome. He looked really cool.
Until he took his...
And then I saw the movie. And then it just felt like... Did you ever see the movie Not Another Teen Movie? Anyone ever see that?
A long time. Okay. I don't remember anything in front of it.
There's a joke. Maybe I'll refresh your memory. There's a joke in that movie where the main guy, played by Chris Evans, his best friend in the movie is a black guy. And they look at him at one point in the movie. You know, and the whole point of that movie is that they're making fun of teen movies. And he goes, why don't you say anything? And he goes, I'm just the token black guy. I just say things like, damn, shit, and that is whack. And that's all he says the whole movie. And I felt like that's all Killer Croc was. In this movie, he was just there to be like, yeah, I need to watch my BET. Like, that's all he did. He didn't do anything. I mean, he was almost as useless as, like, Slipknot or Katana. Holy crap, I need to talk about them.
I wanted to know more about Katana as well.
Okay, so Slipknot was like just F you. You suck, dude. We're not even going to give you an introduction. You're just there to blow up. That's all you are.
That's another thing about the writers. They should have gave him a full
introduction. DJ made a great point. Yeah. After we saw the movie, DJ was like, that's the character you give, you make me care about. Because when he blows up, then I'm like, oh, there's stakes in this movie, and I care. Like,
but instead, the way that they showed it, and then as soon as he dies, you're like, oh, seen that shit coming a mile away.
It was the most obvious setup ever.
You never see him in the trailers.
No.
And then, like, he shows up, and you're like, who the fuck is this guy? And then, literally 2 minutes later, he's dead.
It's like, literally...
Well, that makes sense, then, why he's not in the intro.
His introduction and Katana's introduction was the most laziest writing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. She just hops on the helicopter, and they're like, who's that? And then Rick Flag gets real serious, and he's like, right up there, he's like, that's Katana. Her sword possesses her husband's soul. Don't mess with her. And that's it. That's all you get. It's just like...
I was just like... Okay, I want to know more about
her. Well, they
her.
Give her a little bit more of an introduction, you know, towards the end of the movie.
Dude, it was still stupid.
Well, I understand, but why? That's nearly at the end of the movie. That's when you give her introduction?
The point that I kept making was, that would be like if they made a Justice League movie, and then it was like, you know, and then Superman just walks up and they go, this is Superman. He comes from a dying planet. Feel bad for him. You know, like, that would be his... I mean, that's how stupid it was to me. And then I'll tell you another line that I freaking hated. There was... this is just writing... It can't get worse than this. This is the worst writing. If you're a writer, this is as bad as it gets.
I'm beginning to think that tea you gave was being generous.
No, this is as bad as it gets. The line where Will Smith goes... So what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Like, when he said that, I facepalmed. Because I thought to myself, okay, Venom in Spider-Man 3. What am I, some kind of Venom? You know, Peter Parker in Spider-Man. I must be some kind of Spider-Man. Like, that's how dumb that was to me. I was like, really?
You didn't need that.
Batman in this suit. I look like a Batman. I mean, come on. And what that line implies to me, it's like, the way he says it, what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? Has Will Smith heard of a Suicide Squad before? In this universe, are there other Suicide Squads and he's heard of them and he's like, what are we?
It's like a
scene some kind of Suicide Squad? <It's like laughs> Who are these people?
It's like a scene they put in from the trailer and I forgot to take out.
I feel like, and I think that's, you nailed it, right? I feel like there were a lot of these moments, a lot of that felt out of place, and I felt like the only reason why they were filmed was for the trailer. Like, I feel like on the day of set, when they were filming the movie, they were like, hey, we're going to film a scene where Harley breaks open a thing, and she steals a purse for no reason, and all the characters stare at her butt, and then she's going to go, oh, we're bad guys. Like, that just felt like a moment for the trailer. And it played well in the trailer. Stupid in the movie. When you saw it in the movie, you were like, I've seen this in the trailer 100 times. And it was out of place. It made no sense.
But if I didn't put it in the movie, they'd have some Scottish guy suing them for false advertising.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think there's shit in the trailer should be in the movie.
Again, the point I keep making, it's like, why were these villains? Like, there's one moment where Captain Boomerang, he takes his boomerang and he throws it, and it just dissolves in that beam of light, and he's like, well, I guess I'm done. There was one funny moment with Captain Boomerang.
I like Captain Boomerang.
There was one moment that did make me chuckle where they said something about, oh, your crap went off.
Okay.
They said something about, you know, Captain Boomerang, you know, leaving, and he goes, okay. You know, he's just like ready to dart out of
but
there.
But what was crazy, he had like a bunch of beer in front of him, and they're like, and he breaks, the flag breaks his device, and like, y'all are free to go. And the very next shot is Boomerang grabbing all that beer that's in front of him and then leaving.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great scene until they all leave after the Martha moment. They all leave the bar, and then Boomerang just... right by their side, like he was waiting outside the bar the entire time.
Oh, there were several very choppy editing moments that made no sense. Like the moment where we saw Amanda Waller clearly die, And then, like, she shows up 5 minutes later. Her clothes are perfectly fine. She walks. And they even comment on it. They're like, "How?" Will Smith's like, "How are you alive?"
Yeah.
And she's just like, writing. Anyway. And then she just goes right into, what is it? What is it you say? You point out in Deadpool or, like, to, just to drive the plot or whatever.
That's what
I mean, for real, she might as well have said that. She might as well have been like, to drive the plot. Anyway, you guys are going back to jail.
That would have probably bumped me up to like a 5-6 star if that would have happened.
I mean, for real, they just need to... I guess that's my issue with this film. It's like, they didn't embrace the insanity. Because Suicide Squad, the concept alone, it's so perfectly set up for, you know... I mean, you've got bad guys that have bombs in their head who are forced to do a good thing. Like, to me, it just writes itself.
You would think.
It just writes itself. But they went out of their way to demolish that writing and to make it just the most generic movie. I mean, I'm after Fan4Stick and Suicide Squad, and then I'm not seeing Ghostbusters, but I've heard Ghostbusters is the same thing. They all end with a big beam in the sky, and you're fighting this faceless army. Like, that was, like, I thought the army they were fighting this movie was so stupid.
Yeah.
They looked so dumb.
They never explained, well, they finally explained that, but you're fighting the monsters before it's ever explained how they become monsters. You remember that? Because we were looking at each other going, who are these people? Who shot Daniel?
Oh, yeah. Were you confused by that, too? Like, the part where they're just in the air, and then their helicopter starts getting shot, and me and DJ were like, who is shooting them?
I was so confused.
Who has guns? Do these monsters have guns?
Well, we didn't know they was monsters yet.
They didn't establish anything.
At the time, it was just a brother and sister.
We
didn't even have the monsters
yet. We didn't have anything.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, the hostiles are in front of us, and they're like, what, who the fuck are the hostiles?
And the whole bar scene. Did you guys like the bar scene? I wanted to like the bar scene, but it was almost like they were trying to go for something and it didn't work. Because, like,
I think it should have been earlier in the movie.
Well, it just made. Well, I agree with that. It should have been earlier, but I feel like that felt to me like the moment in the movie where it's like, we're gonna make you care. Here's the moment where we're gonna make you care about these people. And there was a very, again, this is where I go back to, who is this movie for? Is it for grown-ups or for kids? Because we've just had a bunch of kiddie moments that just feel out of place. And then you have this moment where, like, what's the fire guy's name?
Diablo,
you know, pours his heart and soul out to him. And Harley's like, own that shit. And you're just like, gosh, that's dark.
Well, she was saying, Boomerang was like, what about the kids? And then Deadshot is like, I think he killed him. And then Harley looks at him and says, own that shit. Did you kill him?
Which was cool because that's a good Harley moment. And that's Harley would say that. Well, in this universe, Harley would say that, you know. But you know what I mean. It was fun. It just felt like, I just don't know who is watching, who is enjoying this film. And then, like, the people that I see that are like, this movie was great. I don't know who... I said to DJ, I think it's the Transformer fans. I think it's the people that watched the Mark Wahlberg Transformer movie and was like, I like this movie. It's got action in it. It's got hot girls.
I didn't hate it.
What? Which one?
Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg.
I know, but you know what I'm getting at. That movie has horrible writing, horrible dialogue.
Look, when he opens the truck door and all the bombs and stuff fall out, I was like, this is the greatest scene
I'm just in saying, history. What I'm saying is, look, the Transformer movies, they work for me too, but it's senseless. It's senseless.
It is.
I guess that's my issue with this film. You know going into Transformers what you're getting. You're going to watch a mindless, senseless movie that's going to just blow up. Yeah, there's going to be it's eye candy.
How often about, like, Jurassic World?
Right. Yeah, it's eye candy. It's just pretty, and it's just,
somewhere, you know, blockbuster.
But I guess what infuriates me is where I've read the comics, and I know how good this crap can be, and then I go watch this, and they treat it like a Transformers movie. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, when Diablo turned into a gigantic fire monster... I mean, it's a video game. It's just these two giant...
You know, I hate the way they did that. I wish they would explain a little more, but I really thought the fire monster was cool. I just didn't like how it happened. Like, boom, all of a sudden he can transform. They're in the box.
Can I have one?
They're yours, and they're red lids.
I feel like, well, and another problem I have with Diablo, there's a scene in the movie where he goes, yo, we family.
Oh, God, I hate that.
And he's like, I ain't gonna lose another one. And to me, that scene didn't feel earned.
Well, you know,
because you just met these people for a day.
You knew these people for a day, and three-quarter of that day, you wouldn't even talk to them. You wouldn't fight with them. You wouldn't do anything. How are they your family? And then, boom, I'm not losing another family, transforms into a giant tiki fire monster and pushes a guy around a while.
Blown up.
Yeah, and gets blown up.
I don't mean you bad. Don't forget blowing up, too.
That was another thing, like, and I guess if you were to ask the writer about this movie, like, how did Joker survive that helicopter thing, I guess he would just shrug and go, comics.
Or he'd shrug and go, I made that scene, but they took it out in editing.
Yeah. And then he shows up at the end, and he has, you know, he's got that SWAT uniform on, and it says Joker on the front. And I'm just trying to imagine Joker, you know, calling, like, yeah, I need a, you know, because he moved his head a lot when he talked. I need a SWAT costume, and he needs to say Joker on it. Like, how did that happen? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, like, there's so many moments in this movie when you think really hard about it, it hurts your head. You're like, I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah, that's funny.
But anyway.
So...
We've got more to talk about, so we'll...
Have we talked about all the characters?
I think so. Anyone worth mentioning?
I think we did, didn't we?
I think so.
So, do we have anything
Flash
else?
Was in it.
Flash was in it, and that was a cool moment. I like that little cameo.
Yep. It was a great little cameo.
Although that was a cool little moment with him. I don't understand what's going on, but I think it's cool. I mean, like, I'm still confused on, because this is something that people have pointed out about the Justice League trailer, where in Justice League, when you see Barry meet Bruce Wayne, and then in the background you see a Flash costume, but it's kind of normal. But then later in the movie you see him and he looks like the Flash from Injustice. But then in this movie, when they showed him, he looked like the Flash from Injustice. So that would imply it would take place after Justice League.
But
the movie didn't. So why was he wearing that suit? This movie's broken. I mean, it's completely broken.
They were filming Justice League that day, and they were like, hey, we need you to come over. And he was like, all right, I'm over there.
You're joking? That's what happened.
He went back in time.
No, because I read it. Well, yeah, that can happen. I read because I saw this thing, and it said, Zack Snyder directed a scene in Suicide Squad. And I go, oh, I wonder what scene he directed. It was that moment. And it was because he was directing Justice League. So they were like, well, let's just have this quick scene where he just runs into a... Because that's all he does. You know, he just runs into that hallway, and they didn't even bother changing the costume. They were just like, hey, I'm already wearing it, so. Who cares about continuity?
I wonder if anyone, like, you imagine there's someone on set that's like, hey, but he's in the wrong costume, and Zach's like, shut up, dude.
I think Zach would be like, shut up, idiot.
This is my movie. Freaking idiot.
Don't you see? Like, I'm trying to make a movie for bros.
Got a bro movie.
I feel like this is who this movie is aimed after. It's like college frat boys.
Rudy Mundy.
Like, do you bleed? You will.
I want to redo that whole movie. I want to do voiceover for that whole movie. Bro. Did you just say Martha?
Bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Yep.
Shit.
So are we noted for Suicide Squad?
I think we have to be, right?
We have to be. I don't ever want to talk about or watch this movie ever again. I gave it a 2 because of characters.
And
That's it.
2 for characters and soundtrack, yeah.
And soundtrack. Yeah, I give it 1 point for characters, 1 point for soundtrack.
My score is higher just because I don't don't read Suicide Squad. I don't read a lot of DC.
Well, I don't either, and I thought this was shit.
I mean, it wasn't good, but maybe it's just because I just saw it.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Not really.
Well, then
I did. I think halfway through it.
I think the most enjoyable thing of my entire time at the theater was the Wonder Woman trailer before the movie.
Which looks great. But I'll tell you what, here's how I feel about that. So did Suicide Squad.
Yeah, sure.
Trailers looked amazing. So did Batman v Superman. Trailers looked amazing. But I've gotten to a point now with these DC movies where I don't want to see them opening weekend.
But it's your own story, at least, and then maybe it'll at least...
Oh, yeah, sure. It looks great.
My big concern with Wonder Woman is, like, is the villain really just going to be, like, people she fights in the war? Because I've seen her fight Doomsday.
It'll probably be faceless, mindless people that will never... we won't care anything about... And there'll probably be some really great. We'll probably walk out of it going, the action was good, and Wonder Woman's hot, and that's it.
Writing was shit.
The writing was terrible. But that's okay, because guess what? We'll go see Doctor Strange, and we'll be like,
thank you, Marvel.
Writing was great. You nailed it. You got
writing
it right.
Was great. Actors were great. Everything was great. 9 out of 10.
And they'll all have an after credit scene, probably hinting at Spider-Man. We'll go, it was great.
I came.
I broke the screen. It was amazing.
Instead, with Suicide Squad, we get an after scene credit. We're like, the fuck?
Legitimately, every time. Yeah, like that after credit scene was so stupid.
Happened?
It was so stupid. All it was a mid credit scene. It was just Bruce Wayne sitting down with Amanda Waller. And then she hands him a file of crap he already has, because he opens it up and there's like a picture of Aquaman, which he got in Batman v Superman. He got a DVD of him. Whatever. Anyway, and then he flips it over and I think they show Killer Croc. So they've added something. He gets up, he starts walking away, and she goes, you look tired. You've been working too many late nights. And then just no reason, dramatically, Ben Affleck turns and he's like,
Shut it down,
or me and my friends will shut it down for you. And then it just goes to black, and I'm like, so...
This was pointless.
This whole movie, everything that happened in it, was pointless. Like, do you... And that's what I mean by growth. Like, is anyone in Justice League going to be talking about the events that happened in Suicide Squad? Probably not.
The only thing I want is Deadshot to be in Justice
League. He's not. He's in prison. That's my issue with it. The only person that grows is Harley, because Joker broke her out. She went somewhere. Everyone else, it's almost like it never happened.
Did she grow as a character?
No! She's still Harley Quinn. I mean, you know, she's still like...
Yeah, she really didn't grow.
There's no growth in this movie at all.
I thought there was a little growth when Joker died and Harley... You see Harley emotional and she's trying to cover it up. I thought that was a really good scene. When she's out on top of the car and they all come out of the building and she's all crying and she's like, hey guys.
No, dude. That was, and I'm amazed you've not pointed that out yet. Probably that scene followed up by one of the dumbest moments in the movie, where she gets shoved out of the helicopter. Clearly that helicopter is miles above buildings. And then the very next shot is her softly rolling onto a building. DJ literally almost got up and left.
I have tried so hard to erase that from my memory.
Yeah, that was rough.
Well, even when I went to work Monday, you know, there was several people that went and seen it with the opening weekend. They were like, oh, I thought it was great. I was like... But the Harley scene where she fell out of the helicopter, it's an action movie. You got to get used to those kinds of things. Like, don't give them an excuse for their shittiness.
See, I, and that's the only way I can make sense of it. The only kind of people that enjoy this film are people who are very forgiving.
I won't name
or
names.
People who they just mindlessly watch something. They just don't think about it.
I won't name names, but there was someone at work who compared it to watching a Steven Seagal movie. It's like, you just gotta go with it, man. It's like a Steven Seagal movie. The action's there, and it's great. But it's Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
You don't go to that movie for good writing.
That's what I'm getting at.
That, you expect that from comic books. That's what they do, is they write.
Right. Anyway, we could talk about this forever. So, as in the words of Ben Affleck, let's shut it down, or my friends will do it for you. I thought that'd be a good ending, but that didn't come out.
You just fucked
up. I screwed that up, yeah. But anyway, anything else? Any closing thoughts?
In the words of Killer Croc, don't give me some BET.
Yeah, let's watch some BET. You've been noted. In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. The darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom on the impending doom. But then, like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please do what we say? That's the way we kick it. You know what I mean? Or see a noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. With fearless MIBs freezing up all the flag. What that stands for? Men in black. Let me see you just bounce it with me. Just bounce with me. Just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me. Just slide with me. Just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me. Just walk it with me. Take a walk with me. Come on and make your neck work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap. Show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Sorry.